Western Australia's Premier says the state will go it alone to build a multi-billion dollar port if the Commonwealth follows Mitsubishi in pulling back from the project, which is intended to service mines in the Midwest. Mitsubishi's provided several reasons for scaling down its involvement in building the Oakachi port in the Midwest, among them a failure in communication with Chinese interests. The Japanese Mitsubishi company was expected to organise project funding from Chinese businesses. But Mitsubishi says the recent diplomatic flare-up between China and Japan over islands in the South China Sea has crueled those negotiations. David Weber reports.
The federal government allocated $300 million to the project in 2009. The infrastructure minister, Anthony Albanese, voiced concerns about Oakachi yesterday, just before the Premier confirmed Mitsubishi had pulled back.
We rely upon state governments to actually deliver the construction of these major infrastructure projects. With regard to Oakachi, I've been concerned and have expressed my concern to the Premier for some time that this project hasn't been proceeded with. Certainly, when we're originally approached, the time frame would have seen construction certainly well underway by now, if not just about completed for that project.
Mr Albanese did say he wanted to see the port built. The Premier, Colin Barnett, suggested on Fairfax Radio this morning that WA didn't necessarily need the federal funding.
Well, I was a bit concerned by the comments that Minister Albanese made in the media. He hasn't spoken to me about the project. My dealings have always been with respective prime ministers. If they pull out, then Western Australia will have to rejig the project and proceed on by ourselves with perhaps an international partner.
The intention has always been that the port would be owned by the state. Mr Barnett has described Mitsubishi's decision as another understandable delay.
It's a huge amount of money. It's building entirely new rail systems, an entirely new port and a deep sea port. People might criticise me. I'm not prepared to go out and spend taxpayers' money ahead of firm contracts from the mining companies to construct the railway and to use the port and to pay for the port. And that would be irresponsible to go down that path. I think we've got a way to go. I hope now that maybe out of this there might be a silver lining, and that will be perhaps China will now come forward more strongly in terms of sharing the cost of development. And I'll certainly be talking to the Chinese authorities very shortly.
The people of Geraldton have been waiting for the project for years. The chief executive of the Shire of Greater Geraldton, Tony Bruin.
The southern group of mines is effectively up and running now. Carrara's had some major expansions. Ultimately, they need to be going out of Oakachi. So from what we understand is that the demand is there, ultimately, and we actually see the long-term aspiration of Oakachi as actually a logistics hub, connecting right across the rail network across to Kalgoorlie and becoming an integral hub for freight coming in and out of Australia.
Mitsubishi's reasons for pegging back its involvement in Oakachi Port and Rail include the volatility in the iron ore price and a fall in its own profits. But the surprising factor was the dispute over the islands in the South China Sea. Resources analyst Peter Strachan.
These two countries are squabbling over a couple of rocks because of the potential for the petroleum products which lie under the ocean there. But I think you have to look at it in the prism of the change of leadership in China, and I think it's quite convenient for the Chinese government to stir up a bit of national rivalry with Japan, and after the Congress we might see things get back to normal.
So any impacts on projects in Australia because of this dispute are probably only temporary?
Temporary, and I think the Chinese are taking a very long-term view, as they do. I mean, the Chinese think in centuries, whereas unfortunately our political structure goes on a sort of 3 or 4 year political cycle, and we're not really thinking ahead.
Peter Strachan speaking to David Weber.